What did you do after you left Hammersmith?
In 1969, I left Hammersmith as an immigrant to Canada, a landed immigrant. It was a sort of halfway stage between being granted proper immigrant status and just being a visitor. Anyway, that allowed you to work. So that I was lucky to join Moore and Campbell, the new professor of medicine at McMaster University, setting up the new medical school. I think I joined the first day the students arrived. The new hospital wasn't built, so I worked in one of the town hospitals and developed the teaching programs in endocrinology and diabetes for students. In those days, it was tape slide shows. Now, when you look at modern PowerPoint, it really was very cumbersome method of developing audiovisual aids. But the whole point of the medical course there was problem solving. Now, the General Medical Council in Britain has caught up with this, but it was pioneering in 1969. And I think the selection of students for that course was appropriate. They had to be problem solvers, and of course, to begin with, it was a very small intake, and personal tuition. But they were given a problem to solve and learn their diabetes from a diabetic problem and have to look up the basic biochemistry, the basic anatomy, the basic physiology of the disease, as well as the clinical and the pathology and whatever had to go in on the same module. So it was a very good discipline for the teacher as well as for the student. So I learnt a lot from that, and there was no great sort of publications or innovation that we contributed. But overall, the course has stood the test of time and has been held up as being pioneering. The people I worked with there, diabetes, there was a very well-established physician from Toronto, Bill Spaulding, who came across as one of the father figures of McMaster, and he helped to run the diabetes. And when you think about it, in 1969, he was way in advance in his time. He said, well, we've got to do something different, and the nurse is going to run the clinic. So we had what we would now call a diabetes nurse specialist who was trained and ran the clinic. So she saw all the patients, sorted out what the problems were, and asked us to see whatever it was that needed to be seen. And all the routine was done by the nursing staff, and that was quite in advance of its time. The other eye-opener, as far as I was concerned, is going to Oswegan, the local North American Indian Reserve, and we were negotiated a clinic there once a fortnight, and we used to do what we would now call annual reviews on a list of patients, some of who turned up and some who didn't. And of course, the appalling level of control, of interest and ability to do anything was quite an eye-opener. And sadly, of course, these reservations still exist, and there is a two-tier system as a result.